This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Larissa Moore.
And I'm Claire Kimball.
It's Friday the 3rd of December. In your Squiz today, a legal challenge to Roe versus Wade, Victoria passes new pandemic laws, Alec Baldwin denies pulling the trigger, and getting stuck in IKEA. This is your Squiz today. Abortion laws in the US have been a source of contention between conservatives and liberals for decades, and now a legal challenge to the Roe versus Wade ruling is set to come before the Supreme Court. It could see abortions banned after 15 weeks pregnancy rather than the 24 weeks as it currently stands. There's a bit to unpack here, especially within the context of the makeup of the Supreme Court, but let's get our bearings first, Claire. Roe versus Wade is the seminal ruling on abortion law in the US.
Yeah, that happened in 1973 when the US Supreme Court voted in favour of making it legal to have an abortion in the United States. The judgment said that it was a woman's fundamental right, and it came about when the state of Texas was found to have breached the rights of a woman that was named Jane Roe when she was banned from having a termination. Where the Wade comes in is that the district attorney in the case from Texas was a guy named Henry Wade. So that's why the case is named Wade versus Roe. When it comes to the years that have followed, there are many who have tried to chip away at that precedent. Many years, of course, of political campaigns, of political candidates who have said that they want to overturn or at least have justices on the Supreme Court who will push against that law. Really, it has been the status quo until we got to 2016 when Donald Trump very clearly said that it was a goal of his to have Roe versus Wade overturned.
So it's stood for nearly 50 years. As to what's happening now, a case called Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization has made it before the Supreme Court. They will rule on whether the law in Mississippi will be able to ban abortions after 15 weeks pregnancy, even in cases of rape or incest. And this is where the makeup of the Supreme Court becomes so significant. 6 of the 9 judges are conservative, Claire.
Yeah, that's right. And with a case like this going before the Supreme Court, it is very possible that that decision in that case about Mississippi could see Roe versus Wade overturned, essentially. What the Chief Justice, John Roberts, says is that why isn't 15 weeks enough time for a woman to decide to get an abortion? What Roe versus Wade does is say that it's up to 24 weeks. So really, there's a bit to go in this.
Both sides of the debate see this case as really an all or nothing fight over abortion rights. If the challenge is upheld and Mississippi's ban is allowed to stand, 26 other states could follow suit. The court will make its final judgment in June, so there's a fair way to go on this one. Back home now, and the last day of Parliament saw Education Minister Alan Tudge stood down from the ministry with an investigation to be launched into allegations that he was emotionally and physically abusive while in a consensual affair with his former staffer.
Yeah, we knew about that relationship that was revealed on ABC's Four Corners 12 months ago. Rachel Miller went public with that then, but she went one step further yesterday to say that there had been abuse in that relationship. What Prime Minister Scott Morrison did was stand aside Tudge from his education portfolio. He says that the claims will be properly assessed, and there's an independent review that's going to happen by Dr. Vivian Tom. She is the former senior public servant who looked into allegations against former High Court Justice Dyson Heydon.
For his part, Tudge completely and utterly rejects the claims. Not to clock off politics watching for the year just yet, though, opposition leader Anthony Albanese is expected to unveil his party's climate policy today, one to watch out for. Checking in on COVID news now, Claire. Down in Victoria, the new proposed pandemic laws, which have been pretty contentious, have passed just before the end of the year.
Yeah, there were weeks of debate, some very furious protests out the front of that parliament in a marathon 21-hour sitting this week to work through those amendments. There were some very tired-looking MPs as they were getting through that, but that legislation has passed, as you say. What it does is it gives the Premier and the Health Minister the power to declare a pandemic and to enforce those restrictions that come along with that. That takes away the power from the Chief Health Officer.
While we're on COVID, no bigger topic right now, of course, than this Omicron variant. So we delved a little deeper in this week's Shortcut.
Yeah, it's good to know what a variant is just as a starting point, let alone what they're saying about this Omicron. So yeah, we take a look through that.
Yeah, it touches on how the virus mutates, as well as what's happening with the vaccine rollout internationally, especially COVAX, that push to deliver vaccines to the world. And we can't talk about Shortcuts, Claire, without mentioning that we're absolutely chuffed that Shortcuts took out bronze in the Australian Podcast Awards Best Current Affairs section last night.
It is such a workhorse, Squiz, Shortcuts. It is such a great backstory to the big news stories, as we say, and really thrilled that it won a bronze medal at those really great awards.
Yeah, it gives that context to what's happening in the news. One topic a week, great reason to tell your mates about it, or a great reason to check it out if you haven't yet. Search for Squiz Shortcuts in your podcasting app. Actor Alec Baldwin has done his first sit-down interview since a gun went off on the set of his movie Rust, which led to the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. The interview has left people with more questions than answers, Claire, as he says he didn't pull the trigger of the gun.
Look, it's a promo for an exclusive interview. That interview is going to air at noon today. So, look, who knows whether they've just cut that quote and have pushed it around, whether there's more context coming. I guess we'll find out today. But what Baldwin said and what has been promoted, he said, and this is the quote, "I would never point a gun at anyone and pull the trigger at them. Never." So yeah, who knows what that means, but certainly there's lots of speculation already that, of course, he's lawyered up to the hilt. There's certain things that he can say about the incident. We'll find out more today.
If you're wanting to catch that interview, it'll be on TV at midday today. We spoke a few days ago about those lucky patrons, or unlucky depending on your view, who were snowed in at a pub in the UK for 3 days. It's happened again, but this time it's the staff at an IKEA in Denmark who had an unexpected sleepover at work.
Which, depending on your view of IKEA, could either be absolute heaven or complete hell. I would find it quite enjoyable, I think. It would actually give you the time and maybe the ability to deviate away from the, you know, arrows on the floor and that you must take to shop the store in your own time and in your own fashion. Yeah, no, big snow in Denmark. They've been snowed in. It's going to be a rough winter by the sounds of things. So we could have a few more of these stories.
I think I'd actually enjoy it. You get to sample all these little lives that you could have just for one night.
All the scenarios. Yeah, why not?
Before we get to Squiz the Day, Claire, as always on a Friday, what's cooking this weekend?
Some fish cakes. So I'm finding new and different ways with fish at the moment. So these are some salmon and sweet potato croquettes. They're a bit fancy, a bit nice, so give them a go.
All the ingredients are available in the supermarket, so an easy one to add to your repertoire. Head to the Squiz Today newsletter for that recipe. Lots of good reading in there today, as there is every day, of course. Another one to bookmark, Vanity Fair have put out their top 10 movies for 2021. Good to have on hand when you can't, for the life of you, decide what you want to watch. Squiz the Day or the weekend, what are you keeping an eye on?
Today is Bartender Appreciation Day, so probably time to get to the pub or to a bar somewhere. That's a good excuse, isn't it?
I think we can all get around that day. If we're celebrating days as well, it's International Volunteer Day on Saturday, so a big shout out to everyone who takes the time to give their time. It's also the 29th anniversary of the very first text message. I always love the story that they weren't expecting texting to be a thing, and then it pretty much obliterated the phone calls. I don't answer the phone. I'm a texter.
It's a good story for all the innovators, though, isn't it? You just never know what your thing might be.
Yeah, so true. That's all from us today. If you know of anyone who might enjoy the way we do news here at The Squiz, whether it's our email or our podcast or our Squiz Shortcut podcast, please do tell them about us. Your recommendations are the number one way that we grow, and we're super grateful for all of them, each and every one of them. Have a good weekend, and we will be back with you on Monday.